covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
The Democrats believe Hillary Clinton, despite her miserable campaign and a personality that could make a nun swear, was going to back into the White House with all the votes and an easy victory over Donald Trump. After all, they'd concluded months before the election that the New York real estate developer was a bloviating blowhard that had no chance at all of winning. In fact, some worked to help him get the nomination because they thought he would be such a weak candidate. Most inside the Beltway, including Republicans, never believed even that was possible, let alone winning the general election. No, Hillary would win easily over this buffoon if he ever made it through the primaries, which was doubtful. This was her time. And that was that. Democrats and others dwelling in the swamp chuckled and groused each time that Donald made an outrageous remark or chanted, "Lock her up." His antics would never be ready for prime time, and as the summer headed into fall, they regularly pummeled him with their willing co-conspirators in the national media. So convinced of Hillary's impending victory, President Barack Obama and the Democrats never made much of the alleged Russian meddling in the election or concerned themselves much with such trivial matters as the American people actually learning the truth about such things and things they'd done. I mean, no one would ever actually know the truth that slithered in the darkness beyond the light of day. Democrats and Republicans never gave a thought to the idea that America might find out one day that Hillary was never actually questioned under oath about her grossly negligent handling of classified material. Those in the know in Washington didn't really consider the implications of Americans finding out that it was the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee that actually funded the false Steele dossier that was put together after those two groups paid more than $13 million to Fusion GPS. I mean, the dossier itself was never a big deal either. They knew it was a pile of garbage and realized it didn't make any difference because Donald Trump could never overcome the lead Hillary Clinton had built, according to the polling across the nation. They certainly didn't anticipate the thundering revelations of Peter Strzok and his stunning role in just about everything of significance in American politics over the last year and a half. If Hillary had just won the race she was supposed to win, we wouldn't know that it was Strzok that changed the critical phrase in James Comey's incredibly unusual statement to the world July 5th about her handling of classified emails from grossly negligent to extremely careless. We would never have learned that Strzok's change in phrasing let Hillary off the hook for her reckless behavior. If Hillary had just won in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan, we wouldn't have learned that Strzok was there while Hillary had her holiday conversation with the FBI. We can't call it anything else because she was never put under oath or recorded, and no stenographer was invited to memorialize the musings either. I'm guessing that much like Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton, they just shared cookies and told funny stories about grandkids and missed putts on the 18th green. I'm sure that's what you think, too. You know, if Hillary hadn't been steamrolled by a movement originating in America's heartland, that said, we are so sick and tired of business as usual that we'll elect a loudmouthed New Yorker with a penchant for vulgarity with a parade of women, we wouldn't know that it was that tawdry, unverified dossier that actually launched the obsession by liberals, Democrats, and never-Trumpers to become obsessed with nullifying the election results. If Hillary had just done what she was supposed to and won the race that was all but granted to her by ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, The New York Times, The Washington Post, and many more, we never would have learned that Agent Strzok was also a Trump-hating G-man with a penchant for using his power to turn things his way. In fact, we wouldn't have known and never learned that he was the special counsel for Robert Mueller and his number one counterintelligence guy in the investigation of alleged collusion between Trump and the Russians. In fact, Mueller would never have fired Strzok at all if Hillary had just won like she was supposed to, because there never would have been any investigation. But alas, Hillary didn't win. And now we're learning so much about what really goes on in Washington. We've learned that many of our top law enforcement officials simply don't think the same laws as you and I cover them. I mean, how would you explain Bob Mueller, the former FBI director himself, refusing to turn over hateful emails and texts sent from Mr. Strzok about President Trump to his mistress? By the way, that woman also adored Hillary Clinton like Strzok and is an FBI attorney. Well, at least for now. We also wouldn't have learned that Strzok also interviewed Yuma Abedin, Cheryl Mills, and other top aides of Hillary Clinton, and exposing the investigation for what it is, nothing more than theater to cover the truth. We also wouldn't have realized part of the ongoing setup of the Trump administration would include going to any length to find something to pin on the president, because we wouldn't know it was Agent Strzok, who also interviewed former National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn. We would never have known that the whole thing was rigged like a feature match on WWE. We'd have just kept believing that the fake matches were real, but thanks to Hillary, we now know the awful truth and what really was going on and is still going on inside the Beltway. If Hillary Clinton had just won the election on November 8th, we also would never have known how bitter she could be, or how bitter the entire Washington establishment could be for blowing what should have been a slam dunk. We never would have witnessed the near meltdown of scores of news presenters on national and international TV that began last November and in large part continues to this day. We never would have realized just how far those swamp dwellers would honestly go just to defend their turf. After all, this is not Trump's town, you fools. It's theirs. And they aim to keep it. It seems, however, that after all of these months and all of the revelations, some are beginning to come around to the realization that the collusion with Russia didn't involve the Trump campaign, but rather a host of folks from the Clinton camp, the DNC, and yes, some Republicans too. The Wall Street Journal, that has been one of the leaders of the Never Trumpers, far more often than not, has finally realized they too have been played, and admitted begrudgingly earlier this week that Bob Mueller's so-called investigation has lost its credibility. More revelations about Mueller's digging into 20-year-old German financial records of the president in a desperate bid to find something, anything, to use as ammunition against Mr. Trump reeks of desperation, and the Wall Street Journal smells it too. Just think of all the things you never would have known. If only Hillary had won. If only Hillary had won. May I get you a tissue? It's 25 after. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday, the Steve Gruber Show.